It's a basin that's Permian. It's 100 million years older than the GAB sediments here. It sits underneath the Great Artesian Basin. And more specifically, it sits underneath and to the side of the GAB. And it's the coals in that layer, that basin underneath the Great Artesian Basin, are the ones that are the target for the coal seam gas exploration. So when we look at that, the critical thing is there any leakage between the Gunnedah Basin and the Great Artesian Basin? And when we look more closely, we find that there is a very tight shale. So above those coal seams, there's a layer of quite thick rock, which is very tight, very impermeable, forms an aquitard. It really does limit the amount of water that can permeate between the underlying Gunnedah Basin and the overlying Great Artesian Basin. And in fact, recent studies, work done by the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia, have confirmed that specifically in the area of the Narrabri Gas Project, it is actually one of the tightest areas across the whole basin in terms of whether or not leakage can happen between the basins on a natural and a natural instance. And so far, we've found no evidence to suggest that there's any connectivity or leakage between the Gunnedah Basin and the overlying Pilliga Sandstone, which is the main aquifer of the Great Artesian Basin in this area. The gas project is sitting right where rainfall is most impacting or most enters into the Great Artesian Basin. So a question that arises immediately, is that going to have an impact on the recharge to the Great Artesian Basin, even though we're not impacting on the waters itself? Two things you need for a decent recharge. You need a decent amount of rainfall, too low a rainfall, and evaporation beats you all the time. So these darker blue areas are the areas where you get good recharge in this region. If you then superimpose, where does that outcrop of the Great Artesian Basin actually come to the surface so that the water can actually get in? And then if we look at, see where the project is sitting, and in fact, fortuitously again, it's not sitting on either a high rainfall area or a large Pilliga Sandstone outcrop. So the site that's been chosen that is most fortuitous for the CSG operations turns out to be actually one of the best sites in terms of low recharge to the region.